Now, Psalm 132 here, it's a rest on the Word of God again and the promises of God, and faith is that which becomes all important. It is, by the way, a messianic psalm, and it's a very wonderful psalm. There's always been a question about its authorship, and it's about David, but I do not believe David wrote the psalm. Although the authorship has been attributed to David, yet there are those of real scholarship that have questioned that. Dalich says it is suited to the mouth of Solomon. And also Peroni says it is perfectly natural that Solomon should write a song for such an occasion, speaking of the earlier efforts made by his father to prepare a habitation for Jehovah. And his belief was that it was composed by King Solomon when the Ark of the Covenant was removed out of the tent of habitation that David had prepared for it when he brought it up to Jerusalem, and that it was now being moved in the temple that Solomon had built. Now, that seems to fit in better with this psalm, and actually the only mention that we have here of the ark is in this psalm here, and that, I think, makes it very important to see. Now, we need to note, however, that the son of David here is not Solomon, but the greater son of David that's coming. Now, with that as a background, let's continue on with these psalms. You see, now that they are there in Jerusalem, and they go back to the fact that they've come to where the mercy seat was, above that ark, the place where they could approach God. Now, will you listen to the psalm as we begin to read it? Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I'll not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I'll not give sleep to mine eyes, a slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord and habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Now you'll recall back in 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter, it was in David's heart to build God a house. Now you can see here that this was the overweening ambition of his life. This was the one great pulsating thought, that he might build a temple for the ark of God. Now we find here, verse 8, Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. This was evidently the song they sang when the ark was moved into the temple that Solomon had built. It was really David's temple, and that the ark here was being moved in. And you remember the glory of the Lord filled the temple as it had the tabernacle of old. Now we refer to David again, verse 11, The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. Now that is a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now somebody says, can you be sure? Oh yes, because his children, they didn't measure up. You follow, as we have already followed in both Kings and in Chronicles, the line of David, one sinner after another on that throne. Very few of them were good kings, and only five saw revival come to the nation. Now, listen to verse 12. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony, that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. But you see, they didn't keep it. And the reason they were put out of that land, and the reason they were sent into Babylonian captivity, was simply because of the line of David that had sinned. But that didn't destroy God's covenant that there would come the fruit of his body that he'd set upon his throne. That is what the New Testament is all about when it opens with the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David. That's the son of David that we're talking about. and that the psalmist is talking about. Now listen to verse 13. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Now this is a city that today this is not fulfilled at all. And I personally wouldn't desire it at all. I walked up to the top of Mount Zion the first time with a friend when we got to the top and saw what it was. He said, I wonder if it is worth walking up here. Well, I told him, I said, I imagine David and the Lord thought so. They see something here we don't see, how it's going to be in the future. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. That's verse 13. That's important. Now, that psalm is a psalm they would sing when they were there, because it was the fact that here was the place they were to meet God, and he'd made that very clear.